to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Glad you came. Good to have you here. This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thank you for listening today. Dr. Mike Roizen hosting. The man with all the answers, all the knowledge. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. I learn as much from Dr. Mike weekly as you do probably as a listener. It's a great, really a great show to be part of every week, and we like to have you here, too. To reach Dr. Mike, 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com is the email, even on iHeartRadio. It's sweeping the nation. It's kind of an extension and new dimension of the iHeartRadio platform. There are customized radio stations. You can, you know, create a radio station of your own and, you know, play the music and listen to the music you like. And, of course, it's got into the news talk end of information as well. So we're there on iHeartRadio Talk. So add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio.com. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, use it on the web. If you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And thanks again for being here today. 20 after the hour, what's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Should you wear pesticide-embedded clothing? That's interesting. If you're pregnant, Dr. G suggests you go to the park, and he'll tell you why. And mosquitoes are hot and heavy this summer in a lot of areas of the country, and we'll talk about that, how to prevent Tripoli, West Nile, and chikungunya. Or something like that. So that's Dr. Ginsberg at 20.
You know, I actually learned how to pronounce that this week, Joe.
Fire away.
Chikungunya.
Chik.
So you did it pretty damn well.
Chikungunya. Well, it's we'll talk about that with Dr. Ginsberg at 20 after. Let's start the hour out with an email. Dr. Mike, from one of our fantastic listeners, her name is Lisa. And she says, as a vegetarian, I was limited to soy products as a protein source. Now I keep coming across more and more products that are using pea protein, P-E-A, pea protein. Good alternative?
It turns out that it is. So I didn't know the answer, so I looked up all the protein sources, and pea protein powder. Now it has a bunch of sugar in it, as peas are sweet. So there may be a problem with getting too much sugar and too high a blood sugar level, but it isn't free sugar. It is actually the sugar that's attached to it. But the in the level scoop of pea protein, you get much less sugar. So each serving contains only a gram of sugar and 24 grams of protein. And most of that protein is what we call the healthy amino acids that are both, there are 8 of the essentials, but it doesn't have any creatine. It doesn't have, it has very little, if you will, of the lecithin and choline. So it looks like it is really a excellent protein source. Of course, vegetarians, my favorite protein for vegetarians, Joe, can you guess what it is?
Protein for vegetarians. Kale.
It's, no, well, that actually could work, but it's nut proteins.
Nut protein.
So nuts have high protein and are excellent protein sources. So it isn't just soy. There are many other sources of protein. Quinoa and chia seeds are also there, but so seeds and nuts are my favorite sources.
Have to regulate your the amount of nuts you eat, though, right? I could go through a whole bag of cashews or walnuts, but some other one. You really a handful, right? Is that your recommendation?
Well, I've got this story, and I was going to do wellness foreplay as a new segment, because it is what to do to get you into wellness. And it is that 6 walnuts, 12 almonds, 20 peanuts, or an ounce of chocolate, or some bruschetta with olive oil and tomato sauce. 30 minutes before a meal, and it decreases your hunger. So I thought that is our wellness foreplay tip of the week.
Good.
So to get into wellness, start with that. But that's right. If you take it, so you've got to watch the amount, just because they have a lot of calories in them. Yeah. But in fact, they're healthy calories. And if you're looking for, you know, bodybuilders are always looking for more protein. Well, one of the great proteins is, in fact, getting nut proteins. And you can even put them in your Vitamix and mix it up. And if you want a drink in the morning right after you've had a workout, pea protein and nut proteins with some apples and kale. Some other green stuff can make a great drink. Of course, you can add raspberries and blueberries if you want them with it as well. But in fact, the pea protein looks like a great source of protein for bodybuilders.
Now back to the peas for a moment. The sweet peas are the real bright green color. There are the peas that have the dull green color that are not sweet eating. They're more bland, a little more bitter tasting. Would those peas, the darker colored green pea, would they have less sugar than the sweet tasting sweet pea?
No, well, these actually they're purified from peas, so they get rid of much of the sugar to get pea protein in the concentrate. But the pea protein comes from the yellow, less sweet peas. So it looks like it's a better choice of protein than many of the other proteins that, for example, people often use whey protein or casein for milk. Well, that obviously isn't vegetarian, one, and two, is there many more allergies with it, and three, there may be more problems with it that have been pointed out in T. Colin Campbell's book, The China Study, which showed that they seem to increase the risk of cancer. But in any case, this is pea protein, and it is a great choice, it looks like.
Eudocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike, schizophrenia has clear genetic ties. What do you know about that? What's the study say?
Yeah, this is an interesting study because it was a huge study looking at 150,000 participants, of which 37,000 had the disease. And this is a very interesting study, but it seems that genes connected to regulating the brain chemical dopamine, of which there are 100-some genes that do that, were identified as related. There are 108 schizophrenia genes. The more you have of those, the greater the chance of schizophrenia. But in fact, there are two other studies that are very interesting relating to genes in this week's top medical news. One is, Joe, do you know how close do you think your friends are genetically to you?
To my friends. My friends, yeah. Not my family.
Right. Boy. How close? Well, in fact, that's the amazing thing. Your friends genetically are the equivalent of being what family member to you?
Cousin, uncle.
Right, it's a fourth cousin.
Yeah, okay.
So your friends have much more genetic material like you than people who live in the same town and aren't your friends. Isn't that interesting? That was one of the most interesting studies to me. That was done by James Fowler and Nick Christakis. Nick Christakis was the one who said that obesity and habits are a social disease, meaning that we get what our friends have, and it turns out we're genetically very much like our friends. And not only that, the bacteria inside our gut is very much like our friends. It's very interesting because I would have never expected that to be the case. So
no,
this is to me, this is a very interesting study.
Pretty fascinating.
And the other one was that there's a huge degree of, it turns out, mental illness in prisoners, and it seems like they have the genes for a lot of this mental illness.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
So those are four studies on genes. In the literature.
Dr. G, next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. Toxicologist Dr. Gary Ginsberg. His time to check in on the show. His website is amazing. What'stoxic.com. Shares his knowledge with you on the web and here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This week's topics, organic food shown to have less pesticide and more antioxidants. A couple of cases of Florida chikungunya tells us mosquitoes are carrying dangerous loads this time of year. If you're pregnant, go to the park, and should you wear pesticide-embedded clothing? Dr. Mike, what do we lead with for the top story with Dr. Ginsberg?
I like the pesticide-laden clothing.
Yeah, okay. Hey, guys. The military's been doing this for about 20 years when they're sending troops off into some godforsaken tea and mosquito and disease-ridden territory, and it does have some efficacy. All the studies I've seen show that when a mosquito or a tick lands on permethrin, is the name of the pesticide, a permethrin-embedded article of clothing, it gets stunned, its nervous system gets jolted enough so that it's not going to hang around. It may fall off or just fly away. So it's sort of like a repellent. I don't think it kills the insect, but it repels it enough. So, you know, you still have to wear something like DEET on exposed flesh. But this kind of clothing has helped in the military sector. And for a long time, it was believed that there wasn't enough skin penetration to worry about it, that it was really pretty minimal, the amount that would get it. Because it's impregnated in this clothing, why should it leave the clothing and go across another barrier, your skin? However, there have been a couple of studies, and by the way, now these kinds of clothes are being marketed. You can find them at some of the sporting goods stores for outdoorsmen. This kind of pesticide-impregnating clothing is being suggested for campers, people going out in the woods and camping, or even golfers. So this is not just for people in military uniform. And so that's why this question came into my mailbag. Somebody wanted to know, how do I do it right? I bought a can of this stuff. I want to spray my clothing, which is, I think, even going too far. If you're going to do this, you should buy it pre-impregnated. Supposedly, it holds up to about 20 washes before it loses its efficacy. And that way, you don't have to directly handle the pesticide, because I don't want to see anybody overdose themselves or their children by doing the wrong thing with a can of pesticide spray. However, that being said, even the pre-impregnated clothing has been studied now more intensely. In the last 2 years, we're seeing levels of 5 to 10 times higher pesticide levels in the body from wearing this clothing. So, and that's done professionally. I think the jury is still kind of out on how much exposure and how much that means. For people who really are trying to eat organic or, you know, do the right thing in terms of low exposure to pesticides, you don't want to wear this clothing. You want to take all kinds of precautions. If you're not that worried about it and you're more worried about the ticks and the mosquitoes and you're going into really heavily laden country, you might want to consider buying or even renting the professionally pre-laced pesticide-embedded clothing. I wouldn't suggest you buy the spray can and try to do it yourself. That's too complicated, too much of a chance to either not do enough or to spray yourself instead of the clothing and not do it right. And if you do it yourself, you want to make sure the clothing has like a couple of days to dry before you put it on.
And don't do
underwear and don't do socks or anything that you're going to wear right next close to your skin.
Now, the other related story this week is from Florida, where a couple of things, mosquitoes there and other, we get them here in upstate New York. Dangerous diseases with mosquitoes this time of year. That's time of year, right? It's this time of year, right, Gary?
Right. It's a seasonal topic because the titers of West Nile virus, equine encephalitis, start rising in the mosquito populations. Here in Connecticut, we've had a couple of positive detections for West Nile virus. So that doesn't mean you should go out and take an antibiotic or something. You should just try to get bit. You should try to avoid getting bit by a mosquito. Keep the levels of standing water, stagnant water on your property down, looking for clogged rain gutters, looking for maybe an old tire that has a reservoir of water just laying there, sitting in it. A bird bath that you're not changing regularly can infest mosquitoes. So those kinds of things you want to do. You want to be smart about when you're going out in the woods. And I thought it was very interesting that this bone-breaking fever, which is common in the tropics, but not normally found in Florida. There's been 2 domestic cases of it in Florida. Normally when it's found in the U.S., it's people who just came back from the Caribbean or from Africa. Now they've found actually 2 cases where these people had no travel And they found, so in other words, there is now a domestic supply of it in the mosquito population in Florida. It's only two cases, so it's not an outbreak, but it's worth watching. And I think that this is a sign of climate change, or just some changing in the weather. I don't know if you want to call it climate change, where the mosquito, some of the diseases are spreading north. So anyway, up here, we're not going to get chikungunya, but we are subject to West Nile virus and equine encephalitis. Hold down the mosquito populations of property. Be smart about not getting bit, especially for the little ones. A little bit of DEET can go a long way in that direction.
All right. Gary, if a woman is pregnant, you recommend she go to a park. Why?
A new study out said that if you are within, I believe it was 100 meters, which is about 300 feet, like a 100 yards, a football field, if you live, if your residence, let's say you're an urban person and you live within a football field's distance of a green space, your baby is weighs more, is healthier at birth. Than if you're like in a densely urbanized area. We don't know yet. I mean, and that study was controlled for noise pollution and air pollution, and just the fact pregnant moms having green space around them may decrease their stress level and may dilate their blood vessels more, send more blood and more good stuff across the placenta to the baby. But whatever the explanation is, green spaces are known to decrease stress in just about anyone in the population. Just when you're, it doesn't even mean you have to go to the park. It just means knowing it's there, knowing it's close by, seeing it from a distance is enough to decrease your stress load. I thought that was fascinating.
I got about a minute to fit this one in, and we got them all in. Organic food has shown to have less pesticide, more antioxidants. Can you briefly explain that?
Yeah, well, no surprise that organic food has less pesticide. You know, these days, to get organic certified, you really have to not be using any pesticides, or there can't be any pesticide residues on the land you're using from legacy pesticides. However, all the studies that I had ever taken a close look at suggested that nutritionally they were the same nutritionally as not as conventional versus organic, no difference. Well, these researchers just did a meta-analysis. They pulled together the whole body of evidence, and there are studies that suggest that antioxidant levels are higher in organic because apparently the plants not treated with the pesticide have less have to develop their own defenses, and these antioxidants help the plant fend off things if they don't have the pesticides. So apparently there are enough studies, and in this meta-analysis, on balance, the organic food had 15 to 20% more antioxidants, good stuff, than the conventional. So more to be studied on that, but I thought that was fascinating, which the corner is starting to turn on that story.
Thank you, sir. Always informative, always interesting, and always entertaining. What's toxic and what's not, every week here on the show. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, the website's phenomenal, whatstoxic.com. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. More of the top medical news stories of the week coming up after the break. There's some research that evidently supports the FDA warning about a medical device. Listen to this, a medical device that could spread cancer. You want to stick around for that. And you don't sleep much? Are you gaining weight? There could be a definitive connection there. Dr. Mike will talk more about that, too. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot, and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
We've had some wonderful segments this week on the show. The show's not over yet, but some great guests talking about forgetting things. If you'd like to hear some of the elements of today's show, or for that matter, any show, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, go to RadioMD.com and just very easily find the show icon, and then it'll take you to every show, dated every show, and the topics are fully explained, and then listen away. And thank you for joining us weekly here on You, the Owner's Radio, Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Are you going to be honoring us with a real age tip before the end of the hour, Dr. Mike?
I am, and it's about the color of your poop.
Oh, wonderful.
Reading I can't wait. The colors of your poop.
Alrighty. So that'll be coming up, say, 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes from now. In the meantime, udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. The FDA has is warning us about a medical device that could spread cancer. And now, lo and behold, evidently there's some research to support this FDA warning. Dr. Mike, what are the details?
Well, the device is one called a morcellator. So what this does is when you have a hysterectomy, That is, if you're a woman and have a hysterectomy for fibroids, the problem is 1 in 350 of the women undergoing hysterectomy or surgery to renew to remove these benign growths known as fibroids ends up with a serious cancer. And the main concern is that the morcellator, which grinds this up so it can be taken out without a big incision, and the main problem is it's apparently the morcellator spreads these tumors in 1 in 350 women. So they've said it's available, the power morcellator, at 500 hospitals in the United States. And they said, why don't you not use this? And the physicians, the hospitals, physicians, and the makers said, wait a second, what's the data? And then they did find the data. And so there is data that says this is a bigger problem than they thought. So said anyone who disagrees with the FDA, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, which is the board certifying and the agency for the physicians who do this operation, said, well, maybe it can be a treatment option for certain women, but they have to communicate, but physicians have to communicate the risk. I don't know, if I had a 0.3% risk of having a severe cancer because they did the operation one way versus another, I don't think I'd have it done the way with the severe risk. What do you think, Joe?
One third of 1%. Is that what you say?
Right. Yeah, it's 1 in 350.
All right, so you wouldn't have it done if that were the odds.
I would still have the operation if I needed it, but not with this power morcellator.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Would that device be do a better job than the other one? That is more.
Well, the power
safer?
Morcellator means you need a smaller incision.
Okay.
So you'd need a bigger incision. I can take the bigger incision and suffer for a few extra days.
Yeah. Right. I think I agree with you on that. Udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Sleep loss and weight gain, Dr. Mike, what's the connection?
Well, this is what we've discovered in a lot of studies is that the people who aren't getting enough sleep, and I'll tell you how you determine that in a second, but the people who aren't getting enough sleep have increased levels of ghrelin, which is a hormone that your stomach secretes to make you feel hungry, and decrease levels of leptin, which turns off your hunger. So it is that the what happens is if you don't get enough sleep, you eat more. And it's about 11 pounds a year, they found, for people with sleep deprivation. Now, how do you know when you're getting enough sleep? Well, the key thing is the next time you go on vacation, go to sleep at the same time that you normally do, and for 3 or 4 days, sleep as long as you want. And then after 4 days, when you've caught up on your sleep, see what time you wake up and calculate that period of time. I'm almost going to sleep here myself, figuring I need some extra sleep. I was yawning when I don't know why I yawn when I think about sleep, but anyway, I do. And so the way you do it is find out how long you sleep, and then plus or minus 15 minutes, that's your sleep need or capacity. And then if you have to get up at 6 a.m., you have to, and it's an 8-hour sleep you need, you know you need to go to bed at 10 p.m., which means 30 minutes beforehand, you should get in the mood with 10 minutes of meditation, 10 minutes of doing those things you got to do for the next day, and 10 minutes of hygiene so that you get your 8 hours of sleep. So it may be a readjustment of your sleep time. I know I have readjusted my sleep time. I think as we get older, we need a little extra sleep. So I used to be able to go for 5.5 hours all the time. Now it's 6.25 for me to feel rested the next day.
Well, you know my hours. I'm a morning host on WSYR radio here in Syracuse, and I work essentially third shift. A very labor-intensive, information-intensive show, so I have to prepare more than maybe someone who works on a music radio station. And didn't they just ratchet down the request? You know, eight hours has been the standard bearer, but now they say it's 7 hours, right? And everybody's individually different.
It's 7 to 9, but the way you determine it, Joe, is when you go on vacation, calculate it.
Okay.
But you've been doing this for years, right?
Yeah, but it's kind of, I got to be honest, Mike, it's starting to wear on me.
That's right.
5.5, 6 hours from me, I'm getting that much. Not much more. And this week, our grandkids are visiting, and they're 6, 4, and 2. And when I go to bed at night, it's like being in a foundry. it's so noisy. So if I try to get to bed at 6, I don't sack out till 9 because of the running up and down the stairs and running and banging on the floor and whining and screaming and.
The kids are a little noisy, you're saying.
Well, they're young, understandably, and pretty close together at 6, 4, and 2. But I don't know, what's the solution for somebody like me or somebody who works third shift at overnights? Any help?
No, I don't have any help, Joe.
I mean, not a supplement or something, or?
Well, you can take melatonin 2 hours before bedtime in those areas when you jet lag, but the key is making it quiet for yourself or putting on a noise cancellation headphones.
Mm-hmm.
So noise cancellation headphones are one of the things that now a lot of people are using who do third shift so that they cancel out all the noises.
Sounds of the ocean, those kind of recordings, are those beneficial at all? Or?
Yes, they are. And for some people, they work wonders.
Well, my daughter and her husband leave tomorrow, so blessed relief because it's been a couple of four or five challenging nights.
So you'll have some catch-up sleep to do for a while.
Now, think about it is, though, because I get to 5 or 6 during the week. And on the weekend, I'll go 12 hours. That's not right. That's not good either, is it? Catch-up sleep?
Well, it's much better than not having the 12 hours, though.
Right, yeah.
So we call it catch-up sleep.
Okay.
And as long as you do it in a 1 or 2 week period, it's much better than being chronically sleep-deprived and not doing the catch-up sleep.
Yeah, okay.
So from a brain long-term standpoint, it's much better. But even better is to get the right amount every night.
Try to. Best I can. UDocs@gmail.com, UDocs@gmail.com. In 4 minutes, we are all in the Clean Plate Club. The Clean Plate Club. Are you one of those people? You might be. Probably are. And Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. On the way, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oregano P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oregano P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the...
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in 7 minutes. 7 minutes, the Real Age Tip of the Week. In the meantime, let's work through some of these medical stories of the week. And we've pretty much hit all the high points on these stories, but still a few to go. We are, they say, all in the Clean Plate Club. Clean Plate Club. I think I've had a lifetime membership for quite a long time. What are we talking about here, Dr. Mike?
Well, this is a study analyzing 14 other studies that found most of us clean their plates when you fill it yourself. So this is adults eat 92% of the food you put on your plate. If you're distracted, you eat a little less, but still 92% of the meals, but only 76% of the snacks. And whether you're at home or in a lab or at a restaurant, the amount eaten was the same when you put it on your plate. And men and women eat about the same amount. Children eat about 60% of what they took, for example, in a buffet. And the amazing thing is the results are the same in the United States, Canada, France, Taiwan, South Korea, Finland, and the Netherlands, where all this is been studied. So you will eat what's on your plate. So the only way to decrease portion size is to decrease what you put on your plate.
What if you eat how you've eaten, if you load your plate up and you eat it all, would it be better to do that, and rather than go back to the buffet line two or three times, eliminate that and just finish what you have on your plate and avoid that second and third return to the table?
Absolutely,
yeah.
And especially when you load it up with vegetables and whole grains, Joe, the first time. Because the more you eat with healthful food, the better it is. It is the better you'll be and the healthier you'll be.
The FDA has, we talked about the FDA here a couple times today on the show. Now the FDA has warning against what's called caffeine powder. And caffeine powder evidently caused the death of a teenager. What are the what's the information on that?
Well, this is interesting because I didn't know this, that you could buy caffeine powder, but caffeine powder is sold as a health food, and it contains, I mean, this is crazy, right?
Yeah.
It contains, take a guess, do you know the answer? How much more caffeine do you get in a teaspoon of caffeine powder than you would in a cup of coffee?
Well, what is what's in a cup of coffee? Let's start with that point of reference.
So it's between 75 and 150 milligrams of caffeine is in a cup of coffee.
Okay.
A teaspoon of the powder has 16 times as much.
16.
About 2,000 milligrams.
Yeah, I was going to say 1,000.
So this child, this kid, 18-year-old kid, took a full teaspoon in a shake he made. And he had abnormal heartbeats caused by the caffeine and died.
Yeah.
And so it was a warning. And, you know, there are a couple places. I mean, you know, this is crazy that they make it 100% pure, right?
Yeah.
So you should be that a teaspoon fits in the coffee cup because that's what you're expecting. It's like those brownies. You know, the current marijuana brownie has 16 times as much marijuana as the brownie that was made in the 1960s to 70s.
Yeah.
So people who are eating a full brownie, just like eating full caffeine, you get a lot of psychic and bad reactions to it.
We got a couple minutes till the Real Age Tip of the Week. 5-Hour Energy is in the news again, and some states, right, are suing the product company that makes the product on some ad claims. What are they claiming with this product now?
Well, what they're claiming is you get more energy and you don't have a letdown after you use it. And of course, the state's attorneys general said, show us the data for that, because you're not allowed to sell something with false advertising. You know, what they showed the data is the data doesn't support that you don't get a letdown. And the decaffeinated kind, which they were advertising just as well as the caffeine, the decaffeinated doesn't have any caffeine in it, and you don't get an energy boost because the only thing that gives you the energy boost in 5-Hour Energy is a bunch of caffeine. So you're just as good and much cheaper to have coffee, and you are going to get a letdown when it gets rid. So what you have to do is have another cup of coffee.
Some professional.
That's what I'm having right now before the tip of the week, Joe.
Some professional golfers, I'm surprised, are advertising it on the PGA Tour. I find that to be a little bit off of center, but evidently it is.
Well, it's a little weird because it makes you jittery.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense for golfers.
Yeah.
So what you want to do, Joe, if you're playing golf and your opponent is into coffee, bring him as many cups as you can during the match.
I need all the help I can get. We have one more to get to here before the Real Age Tip of the Week. And you alluded to this when we talked about a related story earlier in the show. Some prisoners have been treated for a mental illness. What can you tell us?
Well, this is actually remarkable that we're spending a huge amount of money on the prisoners getting drugs to treat mental illness, but it's totally deserved. I mean, there's a huge incidence of mental illness in prison, and the amount of mental illness in the main prison, that is the largest prison in the United States, is huge, as I remember it, and I'm trying to do it. It was like 50,000 prisoners. Actually, let me get the exact data. It was of the 10% of the 216,000 inmates they looked at, or 20,000 federal inmates, are on psychotropic medicines. And so they're talking about discharging them, but making sure they get the psychotropic medicines, because they think a lot of the problem was related to the mental illness, not to them being committing crime of and by itself.
All right, I think we covered a lot of the medical stories of the week to get to today. So how about Dr. Mike Roizen's Real Age Tip of the Week?
And this is what the color of your poop says about your health. By the way, you want to see how fast your colon transit time is if it's slowed down over time? eat a bunch of beets, and then look in the porcelain container. Everyone looks in the porcelain container. It will be red, and it'll tell you how long from entry to exit. But when your body's food processor isn't functioning correctly, sometimes healthy brown isn't the color of your poop. Pale gray, clay-like poop suggests a liver problem, not enough bile, and you can get ashy shades indicating anything from gallstones to hepatitis to pancreatitis to cirrhosis. Black can be seen after consuming black licorice, blueberries, iron pills, or Pepto-Bismol. Red, beets and tomatoes. Green, lots of green vegetables, taking iron or certain medications. If you've got tarry black stools or bloody or maroon red poop, that is often caused by hemorrhoids but can be a sign of internal bleeding. Still, that's when you call your doc. Anything from ulcers to colon cancers could be brewing. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Joe?
Good job, sir. Good job, sir. Good job, Dr. Mike Sonar, our in-studio engineer. And thanks a lot for you to be listening here today. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.